Forgot all about it for a month and a half.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
I looked in the drawer and started to laugh.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
'Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Happy boy.
Happy boy.
Good when things are going your way.
Hey, hey. Yuck, duck, 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 tuggle, thumb. Tuggle, lugga, lucky bum. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that sounds psychedelic, man. That was beautiful. There it was, Happy Boy, and I was walking back to the studio here, and I was thinking, oh, no.
My last mug of talk radio water. My last Coke Classic.
But I got over it.
You could get a jug and bottle some up for you to take with you.
No, this water isn't that good, John.
Well, yeah, we know that.
We're not talking Winkle water. We might as well do one more edition of Who Would Have Thunk It here. I do have some, and I thought you guys would both want to share these.
You found some more?
Yes.
Were these sent in by listeners?
No.
Then we don't have to give any valuable
prizes. We
don't
have to give away nothing.
I love it, Donnie. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All we have to do is wait for them to crank up the reverb. Are we cranked up here? Ready to go? All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, the award-winning and original... We'll go out with a flourish.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
You still got 50 minutes yet here, so don't blow it.
Let's see, age before beauty. So, well, John and Bruce.
Yes, John.
Neither one of them are beautiful.
Don't have to work with us any longer.
Man shoots oversized wife. A paper in Zimbabwe, a newspaper reports a man shot. That's where Michael Jackson has a lot of his guests. Hello, the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe is with us, Mr. Aruba Kanaba. Aruba, welcome to the program.
We'll be walking over.
Ah, thank you, Michael. It's very nice for me to be here.
Sounds more Chinese than Zimbabwe.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Michael. Very nice for me to be here.
Oh, Bill Cosby now.
More British. a man shot his oversized wife in the wee hours, which is a weird place to shoot somebody, actually.
It really hurts when you get shot there.
Yeah. Shot in the wee hours.
Honey, don't shoot me anywhere, but don't shoot me especially in the wee hours. Ow.
Of the morning. Police.
No, we're small.
Hours of the morning. Police, however, did not file charges against the man. Very liberal police in Zimbabwe because he said, I thought she was a wild pig.
Oh.
So don't go to Zimbabwe, ladies and gentlemen, because it's rough territory down there. All right.
Who? What up, Sarkat?
Right to the point.
John and Bruce. Well, excuse me. Well, John and Bruce.
Well, yes. Don. No, that's the other. Excuse me.
Yes.
Let's try it again. Let's get it right.
Yeah. How many years? We've been doing this for 17 years. Still don't know how to do it. Well, John and Bruce.
Yes, Don.
Elephant poop stolen.
I don't think you have to go any further.
I do. Someone stole 2 tons.
Oh, boy. It wasn't no small job.
Of elephant manure from a circus.
That's just one.
In Maine.
Yeah, is that one elephant or several? Output.
Oh. No, they're pretty big critters, so who knows. The Chamber of Commerce director has reported the city's response to the theft by saying... We're just going to let it drop. Probably the best thing to do, I would think.
Boom.
And one more.
Or is this flat?
This is, ladies and gentlemen, a classic. John and Bruce.
Yes, Don.
A beer-drinking man explodes. Yes.
Sounds like the elephant story
Sad
all over.
But true. Homer. Homer DeVanis.
It had to be.
Set out to break. A There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. He's gone. Forget him. Call the paramedics. There he goes. Oh, Homer DeVanus helped to... Homer DeVanus had a pain in his anus. You could say anus on the radio.
Sure.
Anus!
Once a day is enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. Homer DeVanus had a pain in his butt.
That's better.
Thank you.
You'll never work in the Twin Cities again.
Okay, then. Homer DeVanus set out to break the world's record for drinking cans of beer and exploded as the 168th can went down his throat. Yes, witnesses say he demanded one more can of beer after he downed the 167th can. The last one caused his stomach to explode.
Oh, that's terrible.
Splashing the 35 onlookers with beer and intestines.
Johnny.
The big question is, did he live?
He's dead. No more Homer DeVanus. Oh. So he doesn't have to worry about his body. So much for the final DeVanus. He went to the drinking beer. He just wants to sit on his So much for the award-winning and last original. Who would have thunk it? If you have Who Would Have Thunk It, keep them at home. Don't send them here, because I'm out of here. We don't care about your Who Would Have Thunk It. When we wanted them, you wouldn't send them in, most of you. So now it's too late, and I hope you suffer and feel guilty for not having sent them in earlier. Yes, lose sleep over it. Lose poundage. Lose it. Lose it. Explode with guilt. We don't care, because it's over. Who would have thunk it's over?
Well, you look to the east, you look to the west. The new generation knows what's the best. We got freedom, we got soul. We got Pepsi and rock and roll. There ain't no...
I like that name.
Baby, please.
Yeah, this roadside count taking over the Don Fogerty show, cause he ain't as good as me.
Roadside, you know you're not gonna be around much longer.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Well, I tell you what, ain't nobody man enough to shoot me. Not old roadside.
We got Mitch Berg here, roadside.
Man, look at that gun. He took. Roadside, if I were you, I'd start making tracks, buddy, because your future is in doubt. 5:18, and we're going to play a song that happened right after the U.S. bombed the bleep out of Gaddafi land in Libya. We put a little song about that, and here it is.
Gonna tell you about Gaddafi. He's a maniacal nut. So the U.S. Navy gave him a kick in the butt. He fired off 6 missiles, but you know they all missed. So the U.S. government, well, they really got mad. We're talking L-I-B-Y. Watch your step now. All that scum's gonna pay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now the Gulf of Sidra, we were flying our planes. Didn't think he'd shoot at us, but that dirtball's insane. And you've heard Reagan calling MoMA a flake. If he's looking for trouble, we'll give Momar a nuclear clam bake. We're talking L. Now, all that little scum's gonna pay. Yeah. Well, you know that Gaddafi, he's a lunatic freak. He talks like a tough guy, but he acts like a geek. We'll send in the SS New Jersey across his line of death. Give him a tomahawk missile, and that'll cure his bad breath. We're talking L. He's so nuts. We're gonna kick his butt now. Give it to him now.
-27 degrees. Any changes in the weather, Dave? I should know about. I was out of the studio there, and I didn't get a chance.
Don't feign concern.
All right.
You haven't cared about the weather for the last 2 years. Why, on this, your second-to-last weather forecast, should you pretend to care about the meteorological conditions around the Twin Cities area? Why?
Oh, okay. Yes, Dave, we're very concerned about the weather. We like to see people be informed, and if there's any change in that weather, I really would like to know about it.
No changes.
Okay. All right, same weather we gave you before. It's 27 degrees.
If you have to give someone special a gift this year, listen to this.
This will come to a shock as some of the kind and gentle folk, but it's the only way that I can think of to...
The only way?
Well, the way that I want to get rid of them.
Okay.
Here in the Twin Cities to just plain shoot them dead. And Mitch Berg always itching to use that machine gun. What is it, Mitch? The Heckler Koch something?
Heckler and Koch HK-21.
Yeah, he's always ready to fire that baby up, so... Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, can we bring in... Let's start with Mr. Tron, shall we? Mr. Right. Barry Tron.
Let me put a fresh belt in here, Donna.
Former Twin Cities DJ.
Hey, forever! What are you doing there, man? I don't want to die. You know what I mean? It's so permanent.
Well, sorry, Barry, you are... been designated as the first one. Bruce, would you like to ask Barry or tell him anything before we...
Well, Barry, we've certainly enjoyed your company on the
program. Well, man, if you enjoyed me so much, how come you're going to shoot me dead right in my head?
Because of stupid rhymes like that, Barry.
We don't want you running around uncontrolled by Don. Don's going to be gone.
But so. I just got this gig as a wrestling guy.
Well, it didn't look too promising anyway, Barry.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Blindfold?
No, man. Oh, yeah, put one on me. Make me like Vogel. I really don't want to die.
This one isn't even a challenge.
One thing I can do is let me know because I don't want to go. Oh, baby!
And so ends the life of Mr. Barry Tron, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's do another one.
Okay. Right, what should we get next?
Well,
burn my barrel out at this rate.
Oh, Cosell would just be choice.
All right, Howard.
Howie, baby.
Come on in, old man.
Your turn.
Hello again, everyone. I really thought my demise would be more dignified than this. Little did I know, I would be stood up before the firing squad and just
pummeled with.
We couldn't make it dignified and just give him the one shot.
I'll have to break out the other.
What kind of gun is that?
This is a Springfield 03.
Springfield 03.
That's right.
One of my favorite guns. Well, little did I know, as I said, that I'd be riddled with bullets. I really thought I've got more to contribute to society and would like to stick around a while.
Sorry, Howard.
You're wrong.
All right. Tell it like it is.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh. They're peaceful way to go. Shall we...
Might as well keep going, Don.
Shall we get Mr. Keith Jackson in here, maybe?
Oh, I'd love to see Keith go.
Oh, I tell you. I was just walking around the building, and all of a sudden they said, go out of the lobby and come into the studio. I come into the studio, and they tell me I'm going to die. Oh, I tell you. I just wanted to fumble with the door to get out of here. Oh, my goodness. They're not going to let me say much, and it's going to blow me away.
Well, Mr. Jackson here bites the dust, and another one bites the dust. Well, we thought we'd have a very sentimental last hour of the Don Vogel show, so right, we're just killing people.
Oh, let's go after real radio now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ruth Coatrack is moseying into the studio. We dragged her over here.
Oh, I never did like you anyway.
Tim Mussel is here. I think we're going to spare Tim's life, though, perhaps.
I was just wondering if I might take a stab at, you know...
Oh, you'd like to do it yourself, I'll bet.
Well, you said it, not me there, El Racco.
Oh, sure, Tim Mussel, my own partner, wanted to do away with Coatrack.
Mitch, hand me that here.
No, I don't want to die. I want to communicate with the
people.
This
is for those guests you booked. Thanks, Don. Great show.
Mr. Bruce Gordon, ladies and gentlemen.
Today's sports hero, Mitch Berg. Mitch faced a lot of lead today. You had quite a few parade in front of the gun today. Mitch, how does it feel to just waste them?
Well, Bruce, I like to say I came to play, and you can just throw away the record book.
Yeah, you can.
And that's
thank you very much. Mitch Berg. Today's sports hero, the scorer, Mitch 6, characters nothing.
It's our last sports cast we're going to do together.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
No, I don't think so, Rick.
No.
I haven't really done any much different. So, yes, our last sports cast, Bruce, and...
Yep.
It's been a wonderful association, over the last couple of years,
nothing. Let's just not say anything at all. Makes it much easier. I mean, just say, summarize the whole thing. It's been a lot of fun. I came here expecting to do regular sports reporting.
Boy, that was certainly...
It lasted about 2 weeks. Yeah. In the second week, you started interrupting Sports Central.
Yes.
We cracked up that one time. Remember, Meyer came in to us and explained that while it was funny, we should not make a habit of it.
Yes. We did make a habit of it.
And, you can see how it has degenerated
from there.
I talked
to the Kahuna, by the way,
old Kahuna,
before the show today. And he wished me well and wished everybody here well. It was certainly nice to talk to him before I left.
Before you leave?
Leaved.
Before I leave, yeah.
So anyway,
this is the new Kahuna saying goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye, new Kahuna. Take it easy. All right. Okay. Do we have any more sports news there, Bruce?
In sports news today, the Chicago Cubs.
Mitch, get away from that gun. All right.
The Chicago Cubs have traded veteran third baseman Ron Say to the Oakland A's.
Yes, they have, Bruce, and I'm so happy about that.
And the Cubs will get who, Donnie?
I don't even care. Louis Quinones.
You know,
a good old Louie. I just call him Louie.
It doesn't really make any difference.
As long as Ron's saved, the Penguin is out of town.
Yeah.
What a waste of time he was.
Certainly was. I don't really want to do too much in the way of sports. I do have to mention the North Stars tonight.
Yes.
8 o'clock North Star Countdown.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it earlier, my wife, Camille, and I are not leaving Twin Cities until after tonight's game because we did want to hear the North Stars play the Edmonton Oilers.
It's going to be a good game.
That's right. And we wanted to hear Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to hear Broughton one more time, and so we're not going to go anywhere until after the game.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do, Don. It means a lot to me that you're going to stick around. And I know you want to hear Al's play-by-play, but to hear my countdown.
To hear the countdown? Oh, you can't hear a play-by-play without hearing a countdown.
No, of course not.
Oh.
So, I appreciate it. It means
all
a lot.
It's okay.
You could have given me, $150. It wouldn't have made any difference if you stick around for the countdown. That's
right. Plus the post-game show.
You're going to listen for that. You're going to stay
up. Well, yeah, we like to hear a replay of the big goals.
Well, that's great. That'll happen
part of the action.
Around midnight tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What's going to happen?
Strikers are playing in Baltimore tonight, and we'll have reports
on the
game.
And, of course, we'll have that Twin Cities weekend show tomorrow, so you'll get about, 3-4 hours sleep
I'll
tonight?
Be, you see where you're sitting right now?
Yeah.
That's where I'll be sleeping tonight. I brought the sleeping bag, and I turn off all the lights in here, and I just roll out the sleeping bag right there.
Ploplin, who wakes you up in the morning?
I wake to the comforting tones of Dennis Nistel.
One of our engineers who just comes in and says,
Hey, Bruce! Time to get up, right?
That's right.
That's a beautiful way to live. Spend a Friday night, as a matter of fact. We should play that promo for Twin Cities Weekend that we did on your first program.
Because
that was certainly...
That was about a year ago.
Yeah. So we'll do that after the sports.
I don't have any more sports.
Oh, well, then we'll do it right now.
Yes, Don.
I understand that you have a show that you'd like to unveil tomorrow morning. You're going to be getting up bright and early, as Mike Edwards always says. 6 o'clock. Yeah, you and Kathy Werzer, would you like to tell us about this show, Bruce? What about this show, Bruce?
I promise I'll tell you about the show if you tell me what's so funny.
Well, I don't know, something about the 2001 thing that just gets to me. What about this show, Bruce, that's coming up tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock?
What are you going to do? Look at him.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You and Kathy going to talk to people or what?
This is talk radio. I think that'd be appropriate.
Are anybody, are they out there on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock? I guess they are, because you're going to be talking to them.
Yeah. Whoever they are.
They haven't gone to bed yet from Friday night.
Those would be the best callers.
What are you going to do, Bruce? Tell us about this.
Well, it's a virtual potpourri.
Yeah. A potpourri, of course, yes. That's one of my favorite kinds of shows, too. Can I tell you that?
That's another one of those radio terms.
Yes, it is. The potpourri of what kind of things can we look for as a listener?
A real cornucopia.
Let's say that I'm getting up at 6 o'clock Saturday morning, as I always do. And I do it on the radio. I say, gee, honey, let's see what's on the radio. And I tune in 6 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to hear?
If you tune in at 6,
yeah,
ABC News.
Yeah. Well, that's worth staying up for. No, I mean, sometimes you do get up that early. You know, nature calls, you get up and... And you say, gee, it's such a pretty morning. I think I'll stay up all day. That's Bruce Gordon's new show tomorrow at 6 o'clock with Kathy Werzer. Listen to it, please.
Hi.
Oh.
Ron Vogel, KSTP, AM 1500. It's closing in on 540. We have Professor Kingsfield, of course. A lot of people have requested this. He came in specially to do a little version of Led Zeppelin's Black Dog for us. Professor, would you like to step up to the microphone here and do that one more time? Mitch Berg on guitar.
Say hey, mama, like the way you move, going to make you sweat, going to make you groove. A hot woman, when you shake that thing, going to make you burn, going to make you steam. Yes, as I said before, yes, repeating myself, being redundant, yes. Eyes that shine burning red, dreams of you all through my head. I don't know, but I've been told these spindly-legged women ain't got no soul. Yes, this is where I repeat this many times over. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed, truly. Indubitably so, yes. Ah, 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 ah. Ah, 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 ah. One more time. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Give it to me the old-fashioned way. Make me earn it. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
There it was. Professor Kingsfield. Bird is ending that. It was just to be. Hi, Dan.
Hiya, Don.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I hate to see you go, but I had a few messages for you.
Yes.
My girlfriend, Kim, says to keep on wearing those boxer shorts.
Certainly will.
Okay. And as your original Dareline caller, you made me eat grass.
Oh, you were the original Dareline guy.
Yeah, yeah. You had me eat grass and cough it up on the air.
Well, how has it affected your life? Has there been any effects?
Well, I give milk a little bit more.
Yeah, you moo once in a while, I assume, an occasional
moo. Yeah, I do the moo-moo. And I have a dare for you.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll do it, but you can...
Well, you can try it.
Do I win a prize or anything if I do this?
Yeah, you'll win a valuable prize.
Uh-huh.
Just have your producer contact me.
All right, what is it?
I want you to sit on Bruce Gordon's lap and have him do some sit-ups.
No, Dan,
No.
Yes,
it's
a resounding N.
No.
Well, I dare you.
I know. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
646 Talk.
Nice having your own show, isn't it, Tom?
We, of course, yes, it is. You can just say thanks and then not do it. Take one more call here. Mark.
Mark. Don. My first and last time caller.
Uh-huh.
And appreciated your show very much.
Thank you, Mark.
A little bit of an identity crisis. I've asked other people if they listen to Don Vogel. They say, who's he?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm running with the wrong crowd.
Well, that's okay, Mark. Keep running, because if you don't, somebody will catch you, you know?
Thanks again, Don.
Thank you very much. We have a Prez conference standing by. Is this the one, David, where you fell on the...
Yeah, we could do that one, or we could do the one where...
Let's do the one where you fell
all right.
First, because that's... hasn't been done in a while. We'll play that one again. Here's the Prez conference.
Next question.
Mr. President, right over here, Mr. President.
Yes, right over there. Right over there.
Mr. President.
Yes, for right out loud.
President, which
so
one?
Sick of all of you.
Well, there's a handful of us over here.
Yeah.
Which one would you like?
I can't.
Which one?
It's more than a handful. It would take two hands to...
Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President.
What do you want?
Mr. President. Hey, Mr. President.
Would you stop yelling at me?
Mr. President. Mr. President.
What?
Which one?
You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Me?
Charlie Brown. He's a clown. And Charlie Brown, he's going to get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Go ahead.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Would you, are you talking to me?
Oh. What are you doing, Robert De Niro in Taxi, Cab Driver, whatever that was? Now, what do you want? Who's that doo-doo doing in the background?
It's the head of Secret Service, sir.
Oh, my God, am I in trouble. I hope Hinckley's still behind bars. Now, what? What was...
Technical director seems to have crashed, sir.
Your audio board... The guy that runs your audio board?
Yeah.
I fell on my boom boom, sir.
You can't say boom boom on the radio unless you're Bill Brown. What?
Mr. President.
What?
He's okay if I talk.
Yes. I'm trying to get you to talk for the last 5 minutes. Now what?
I didn't know if it was me or the
yes,
other.
I said you 10 times. What? What do you want? Don't make me yell because I can't do this impression in a loud voice.
Can you tell me where the bathroom is, Mr. President?
Over there.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President.
What? Yes, you, over there, the young one.
The press conference, ladies and gentlemen. 646 talk. Well... Is it time to bring Roadside in now?
I'm afraid so.
All right.
Amen. Yeah, listen, couldn't we work out a deal here? I mean, I know you shot all these other guys right now, but Roadside really don't want that to happen to him. Now, let me talk to this Brucey guy. Brucey, make a deal here, man.
I don't think we can make a deal.
Mitchy, the guy with that...
Don's my meal ticket, Roadside, sorry.
Oh, man. I never had a chance to go back in the NBA again.
It's your own fault.
Oh, man.
It's not so bad. Mason actually telephoned us from the afterlife today and said it's not so bad there.
Well, all right, then. If I got to go that way, that's the way I'm going to go, then.
Everybody else has.
All right,
we don't want
then.
You running around here without the Vogel control.
Oh, man. Here I go. Oh, man. Oh,
man. Ladies and gentlemen, the Roadside thing. Got the picture now. Here it is. Goodbye, Roadside.
Have we tied up all your loose ends now?
I think we've just about done that, yes. I can't think of anyone else that we can... do away with here.
Surely the man of 1,000 voices would have... Ooh, it would take an entire program to...
Yes, and we don't have that much time because we have Mr. Palsy Harvey coming up momentarily with the rest of the story, so we'll have to give way, so to speak, to him. Do we have any other calls we can take while we are waiting on the line here? 646-TALK, John.
Hello, Don. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, you know, we have been involved in the Dare line, the Spank line,
yes.
You name it.
We've whipped him, we've spanked him, we've dared him, yes.
We've spanked him, that's right. We took off work a little early today here. We want to catch the last show and didn't really think we'd get through it, but just want to call up, wish you good luck, the Super Baby.
All right, John.
Have we found out what happened to the cool one yet?
Cool one,
Did he conceive?
Well, he made it, whether or not, I don't know if they... I don't think a pregnancy resulted, so they're going to have to do it again, and I'm sure he's sad about that.
Was that the polo doggy aftershave that he had you were talking about?
I think it was, yeah.
It was the polo.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it. All right, 27 degrees tonight. Some fog is possible. It'll hang with us perhaps till morning while Bruce Gordon sleeps on the floor in the sleeping bag here at Talk Radio. Doing the North Stars countdown and then the post game and then going to sleep, getting up, doing... Twin Cities weekend. What a night he has in store.
What, give up radio?
Low around 19. Tomorrow, 20% chance of light snow with a high 32. Right now it's 27 degrees, and here's Mr. Harveman.
Hello,
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in keeping.
Another idea down the drain. I guess we'll just play the closing theme.
So tell you what, I got to extract a promise from you.
Yes.
Right now. As soon as you get in gear down there, I would like to have, and we all would like to have, the phone number of your program, which will be a call-in program. And someday, you'll get a call, at least from me, you will. And when I say, oh, Donnie,
you darn bell better talk to me.
That's a great idea. I will certainly do that, and I'll be in touch periodically. We'll find out how things are going around the big AM 1500. And, what? I hear people whispering.
Oh, that's Janice coming in, getting ready for the big 6 o'clock show.
Yes, there is the sports roundtable tonight. What's going on in the roundtable?
Oh.
Always prepared. It's Bruce Gordon, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have open lines, Don.
Oh, that means neither one of you prepared anything.
The old cop out.
We've got a couple things. Certainly not as good as what our listeners can bring.
Might be able
to
generate a few phone calls. Yes. To sort of tell us ahead of time what you're going to do.
We'll talk about. I don't know. I really don't. We'll talk about the
ladies
twins.
Gentlemen, help get these guys out. Mr. Boyle and Gordon have come
up
with absolutely nothing.
You've decided to shirk your responsibility to the Sports Roundtable and not stay with us from 6 till 7.
I think when it's over, it's over. And, it's...
So long. We tried not to bore you.
We tried.
Yeah. So long. It seemed like you phoned you. So long. And now we look for you. Call on that round mouth sound.
Yes, indeed.
He's a super round. With folks down there's a Google John, and it goes the wheel called Bruce. Don's blind and tired with a big behind, his belt will never lose. So long, please hang up the phone now. So long, it's time to go home now. So long, we're leaving you all alone now. To the night from the round mountain sound. He's a super round mountain town.
My fellow Americans, this evening at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, with Allied Forces of the Hubbard Broadcasting Company, we have reached the end of the Don Vogel Show. We have reached our rendezvous with destiny, and it was super big.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
KSTP, Talk Radio.
Thanks for everything, Twin Cities. So long at 6 o'clock.